Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And you're just in time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. All right, we're here for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. And, of course, we have one of the most famous arrogant people, your girlfriend, Lindsay Lohan. You know, she was getting out of jail. She had a fight. Then they weren't going to press her. I understand now she's still in jeopardy over this jail fight.
But it's not a jail fight. She went to rehab. In fact, she went to...
It was a rehab fight.
It's a rehab fight. She went to the, what's her name, the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yes.
In Rancho Mirage,
yes.
Which
Betty
is near
Ford
Palm
Clinic.
Springs.
And Boxing
you're
Emporium.
Let me talk, you want to talk.
I just want to say it's the Betty Ford Clinic and Boxing Emporium.
Emporium. Well, anyway, it was a... It became a boxing emporium. Well, she had a fight with one of the attendant people that take care of you there.
Okay.
And the last news we had was that the person was not going to not going to make a claim.
No press charges.
She probably had a slipper a few under the table
exactly.
for that. But in any event, but still, she's in jeopardy. From what I understand, she's going to be released. But the actress has been, you know, she still can get in trouble over that fight because the prosecutors might still prosecute. You see, she can't shake this thing that's been haunting her for 3.5 years, and that is drunken driving. She was drunk, and she was driving. Now, that when she pulled up the car, and there were others in the car, and they pulled it up, and they said to her, Ms. Lohan, because we can tell from we recognize you, you're a very well-known person.
Right.
They said, have you been drinking? She said, of course I have. I smell like a brewery. They said, well, why are you driving? Because she said, I'm too drunk to sing. So,
right.
You know, so she's, for 3.5 years, she's been bothered by this thing, I can imagine. And she's on probation, and every time she does one of these goofy things that she does, either gets on drugs or gets herself in trouble, she violates probation. So she has a very uncertain future at this time. And Lindsay, I wish you well.
Well, you know, if she gets in trouble one more time, the judge is likely to throw her in the clink
for
real.
Well, I think this is it. She can get, if he finds a violation, he can throw her back in jail.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Then she could practice her singing there. Right. Now, a massage.
Or her driving.
That would be better.
That's right.
We'll give her a go-kart or something.
Right.
Massage therapists happen to have rubbed Brett Favre and the New York Jets the wrong way. Which way did she or they rub them?
Well, it's the same old thing with old Brett.
Oh.
You remember Brett had that lady?
He took some photographs.
Sugar or whatever her name was.
Yes. The sports reporter.
Not molesting her, but sending a new photographs of himself.
Right.
And of his vital
parts
organs.
Parts of his vital organs,
which she didn't find were very vital.
Right.
So the New York Jets now have another lawsuit because two ladies, Christina Scavo and Shannon O'Toole, say they were subjected to sexual harassment when they were massaging them. They are massage people.
Did they massage the whole Jets team?
And they are seeking unspecified damages. No, just Brett Favre.
Oh, just Brett Favre.
I know. They did the team, but Brett was the one who got, that they said was sexually suggestive text messages again.
Text messages? How does this man have time to text while he's being massaged?
Of course, he gets injured and he's off the field.
He's got nothing else to do? Jeez.
So, at any rate, they never reported these allegations, though. They never reported the allegations to the Jets until all of a sudden. And this is supposed to have happened some time ago. So while the woman don't say they received any messages directly from Favre, the quarterback referred to Scavo, one of the girls, in a message proposing meeting with her and a third unidentified massage therapist. Well, at any rate, the Jets said, look, ladies, you're full of baloney. Forget it.
Okay.
This has got no merit. It's completely without merit.
Right.
And we don't want everybody coming along saying Brett Favre is a sexual maniac.
Right.
We know that. So he says, we don't want you to tell us anymore. So at any rate,
take your oil and beat it.
So anyhow, they are going to vigorously defend this suit.
All right.
The team has a massage coordinator.
Oh.
And her name is Lisa Rippey, and she said, Favre is a pervert. But you're not supposed to do anything about it. And now she's in trouble because they say they lost their job because they complained about his perverse conduct.
Oh, my goodness. The team has a what? A massage coordinator?
Coordinator. She coordinates the massage.
Well, when we come
she
back...
She rubs a lot of people the wrong way, too. I want you to know that. Because she's a mouthy broad. And she is very massagey.
When we come back,
yes,
we're going to hold auditions for our own massage
That's
coordinator.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. You could be the future massage coordinator for Lawyers Who Needs Them. So stay tuned.